This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, it is time to talk about combat pistol craft. And for that, we go to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bell. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. I had a couple of adventures I'll tell you about another day. Had to go get my back worked on yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is it coming all right?
Yeah, it's coming along pretty good. I actually went for a month before I had to go back this last time. So it's coming along.
Wow.
It's coming along. I've just, you know, it's a new world. Got to adapt. Got to be adaptive. You know how that is.
Right. Exactly.
So here's what I would like to find out. I want to talk about this primarily because I don't know that this has ever been a thing for you. But for a lot of people, you know, the handgun is the only gun they have. But as far as actually being a fighting weapon,
okay,
how do you feel about handguns? I mean, are handguns as John Farnham says they're rather anemic. And if you have to fight with one of those for longer than 5 seconds, you probably need to be headed to something a little bit bigger. What do you think?
Right, I agree completely. You know, there's all kind of environments, so to speak. But what I'm going to focus on first is the way you described it. You said handguns.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's people that understand that adjective understand that to be either a pistol being a semi-automatic or a revolver. You know
right.
what I mean?
I do.
That's a big difference there. But anyway, difference in capability, so to speak. But it is and always has historically been a defensive sidearm. And what people miss or they don't make the link is the simple fact that in a free society, no one has the right to deny the right to self-defense to anyone. You see what I mean?
I do.
So knowing and understanding that, I'm going to use the pistol in defensive, like in a defensive environment. I'm not saying you cannot execute offensive action with a pistol, but therein lies the difficulty. You know, what is that individual doing? What does their behavior tell you about what they're up to? Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to use in, like, what you would consider beyond defensive circumstances, I would choose to use a rifle caliber carbine would be my go-to.
Right.
If not a rifle caliber carbine, a pistol caliber carbine. But having had a choice, I would choose a 10 millimeter over a 9 millimeter.
Right.
And the list goes on from there. You know, you got to take into consideration what is the application and set the firearm up accordingly to suit that need. You know, what a lot of people will probably continue to do is crack the code on what is the perfect balance of weaponry, but technology is moving so fast, it changes so quickly they still haven't cracked code on what is the perfect balance of a fighting tool. But for gun fighting, the rifle is the better of the two, for sure. And the list goes on from there. You know, small arms, if you were to, you know, open up and include all small arms, it gets pretty broad. Tactics change, applications of fire change. But, you know, these are the things that you learn, you know, over time, you know. But you got to start putting it together at some point.
Well,
I don't matter, man.
Well, I mean, I guess the reason I'm asking that is because I have carried, but like when I went to Indianapolis for the NRA annual meeting, I took a pistol caliber carbine as my oh no weapon.
Okay.
And I took it because of its size. It was a CZ Scorpion Micro. So
cool.
It would fit into a standard sized backpack.
Right.
And
exactly the blaster you're talking about.
Yeah, and I mean, it actually comes out, and it does a very fair accounting of itself. It does have 30 round magazines, but it is shooting 9mm rounds. Now, what kind of an advantage does a pistol caliber carbine have over a pistol, just a semi-automatic pistol? What is the, as far as the, is there any ballistic advantage to it?
I understand your question, man.
Yeah.
And what my answer is hit probability.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure, they're both pistol calibers, pistol caliber firearms. The ballistic advantage the pistol caliber carbine is going to have over the pistol is barrel length and complete powder burn. So you can expect the same ammunition to chronograph at a higher speed out of the pistol caliber carbine than you would the pistol.
Right.
See what I mean? Now, if you can directly attribute that to terminal bullet performance, external flight, you know, what is the actual trajectory, how accurate is the bullet, because that's going to weigh heavy in respect to your confidence in making a shot at some point. You know, we all don't have a crystal ball, but you have to be able to shift gears. You know what
right.
I mean? You never know what reality is going to require of your skill, so you have to know and understand precision shooting just as well as combat firing. Are you with me? Any of that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I just
all right, cool.
For me, and I, like I said, I have carried pistol caliber carbines. I don't have anything against them because they do work out fairly well as far as size. But now they've come out with these folding stocks.
I'm going over myself. If you don't mind, bro, can I interject in?
Well, we got about a minute. Can you interject in a minute? Can you interject in a minute? You want to hold that?
I most certainly can, man. I can hang on.
Well, I mean, So, I mean, with me, I have a, I've sent you the picture of the Japanese-themed AR-15, right?
Yes.
That has a folding stock. It has that lawman folding
Correct.
Stock adapter. So it gets really small. And it fits into the same backpack as that pistol caliber carbine that I carried to Indianapolis. But, hey, this is all beside the point. We're coming up on the first break now. For those of you, have you got your schedule up on your website yet? Has that started happening yet?
Not yet, man. But I do have a website mechanic working furiously to get my website up to speed.
Well, that
so
means
it will just be a matter of time.
Yeah. So in the meantime, go to combatspeed.com to check on it and see if it's been updated. Go check out and see if there's a class coming near you that you can go work out with Super Dave and work out on that very important martial art of gunfighting. You can also catch him on his Facebook page, which is simply Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington, and you were going to tell me something about pistol caliber carbines and to clarify.
Right. I couldn't remember exactly where I ran myself over, but having recovered during the break, hit probability, that's the primary advantage the pistol caliber carbine has.
Sure.
Over a pistol is higher hit probability. It's not a magic pill. You still have to do the work. And it really depends on how good you are with a pistol in the first place.
Right.
But hands down, from a technical standpoint, you should have a much higher hit probability with a pistol caliber carbine than you would a pistol.
That's what I would think. I would agree with that. Is it also going to have a faster terminal ballistic as far as getting down range? And
well, that's what that was part of, or an extension of what I stated earlier about
hit probability,
the difference in velocities,
right?
And regardless of whether you're using a pistol or a carbine, you need to know where it hits. You need to be absolutely confident in knowing it's zero range, but where to aim on a target at varying distances. What a lot of people miss is actually very easy. It may not be easy to do, but it's certainly not hard. You have to be able to judge distance accurately.
Right.
Otherwise, you can't really rely on, I mean, you can judge the distance out to, you know, your zero distance, I'm sure.
Right.
But, you know, you've got to kind of take it apart and look at it and understand it, put it back together, and then do it. And it's,
so,
you know, some of the simpler things that make people better shooters than others because they understand the mechanics better.
So on a rifle, as far as like an AR-15 that might be set up as a pistol caliber or a AR-15 pistol configuration.
Okay.
Where do you think the sweet spot is as far as barrel length on that? Because I have a 7-inch and I have an 11-inch.
Well, my only experience is with a 16-inch.
Okay.
The pistol caliber carbine that I'm currently running as a primary for whatever application is a Wilson Combat AR-9. And they did an outstanding job in respect to laying the gun out as an AR in respect to the location and function of the controls. Not everything's identical, but it's not a big leap of the, you know, it doesn't take a leap of the imagination to you know, figure out the change. But it runs like a sewing machine. It just, it's real fun to shoot. And if you know what you're doing with it, I've got a good hard zero at 93 yards. There's a story behind that, but I'll spare you. It was the maximum distance I had at the time to actually hard zero the gun. But, you know, I agree that the pistol caliber carbine, it's a niche weapon. It has its place in respect to urban combat. It has its place in the competitive realm. And, you know, it has its place as a home defense weapon as well. I mean, if you're willing to, you know, accept the difference, you know, in respect to your, you know, having a higher hit probability, you don't feel confident with a pistol, get you a pistol caliber carbine. And solve that problem.
Do you think caliber matters with a pistol caliber carbine?
In respect to, that could go a couple different directions.
Well, let's say you're working in really, really close, and you're dealing with people that might be wearing soft body armor.
Right. Well, I mean, even soft, I don't know, I can't remember. I think there's a newer level that I'm
there may be. It's been a while
with.
Since I looked. I'm just thinking about
even soft armor. Is I don't know anybody really that uses just soft armor anymore. I mean, it's pretty much become a standard to have front and rear plates,
right?
Front and rear plates. But if I had a choice in respect to the pistol caliber carbines caliber, I would choose 10 millimeter over any other caliber. The it's flat shooting, hard hitting, and
right.
I'm not talking about like the over the counter 10 millimeter they sell at Outdoor World. Not that it's bad ammo, but I want 10 millimeter ammo that is loaded legitimately at minimum SAMI spec pressures.
Right. And let me explain, because I have some of the 10 millimeter ammo you're talking about. Not the SAMI spec, but the other stuff. A lot
right.
of people will go and buy 10 millimeter ammo to train with that is less punishing on the shooter. And it really
right.
depends
then
upon the
ammo.
Yeah, it really depends upon the frame of the gun. To me, if you're going to shoot, if I was going to shoot a lot of full house ammo, I'd probably want to shoot the Glock. If it's in the handgun. Now,
right.
once you get into the carbine thing, now everything is much better because it's heavier, it's longer, it's, you know, you're in recoil mitigation heaven then. But yeah, there's two brands of 10 millimeter. There's the kind that you can shoot all day and have five pieces of brass in the air and feel like a big dog. And then there's the kind that'll punch a nice, neat hole in a grizzly bear's skull. Yeah.
It'll do it.
You hang on right there for me. We're coming up on the next break. Right now as we speak, Dave is working on getting his website more comprehensive to where you can go look at it and figure out whether or not you have the time and he's going to be in the vicinity for you to go train with him. That's something I'm going to figure out at some point. And then, of course, if you just want to know what Dave's got going on, well, you can go to his Facebook page, Dave Harrington. There he does some very nice guitar picking and some other stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After spawning tornadoes from North Carolina all the way through Virginia and Maryland, Tropical Storm Isaias is continuing its trek north. This restaurant owner in Atlantic City telling Fox News he's making plans already.
Comparing to all the reservations that we have for tomorrow, we canceled them. I called them and I canceled, or I pushed them for Wednesday or Thursday. And it's going to hurt us a lot.
The White House says the use of mail-in voting in the November election will be rife with fraud and delay.
When you have this mass mail-out voting, like what Nevada wants to do, the consequences are real.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany there speaking at the press briefing on Tuesday. McEnany saying, though, President Trump is in favor of absentee ballots, which means you request a ballot, which is available in every state and the District of Columbia. This is USA Radio News. On Tuesday, a Republican-led Senate subcommittee is convening a hearing to examine protecting free speech and protests, but also preventing violent demonstrations. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is chairing that committee.
The ranking member said nobody is condoning the violence and rioting, and yet nowhere in the opening remarks was even one word condemning it, condemning the assaults, condemning the 277 injuries that federal law enforcement officers have suffered at the hands of those rioters. Not a word.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, says Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer are delaying getting money to the American people during the pandemic.
We've gotten a full week of the Speaker of the House and the Democratic leader shutting out all of their own members and refusing to move an inch off of demands that everyone knows are outlandish.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but when you travel, is body armor part of your kit when you travel? Because, I mean, you got out of the military in 2003, right?
Correct.
See, when I was in the military, we didn't have optics and we didn't have body armor. We had a few other things, but we didn't have optics, we didn't have body armor, we did not have trauma kits, as a matter of fact. We just had a dressing. So, why don't you carry body armor? I'm curious about that.
Because of the excess baggage charge, dude. If I took full kit with me on every gig that I did, that was, you know, necessary to do so in the first place, basically, I would have to break it into two packages. You know, what I can carry, what I would carry, maintain positive control of my firearms, but then all the ancillary supporting equipment I would ship. See what I mean?
I do.
But either way, it takes a little more effort to pull things off, but, you know, they're, you know, kit and equipment is tools of the trade. Got to have them.
Right.
So whatever is required for what you have, you know, arranged to do, that's what you got to have. So you got to figure out how to pull it off.
Well, I mean, I've always had, you know, when I travel by plane, I don't carry a gun for the most part, or I haven't heretofore. I should start, but most of the time when I'm traveling by plane, I'm going to Vegas where you can carry a gun hanging around your neck. You just can't carry one into one of the hotels in most cases, right? So
I'm not up to speed on that at all, man. That sounds horrible.
It is horrible, but I will tell you. I'll tell you my way around that. But we'll talk all about that offline, shall we? Anyway.
Okay. Cool.
But what I'm thinking is, when I do carry something now, most of the time I'm going to. Yesterday, when I went and got my back worked over, I had to go to Columbia, South Carolina, where they've had some Antifa riots and everything else. So I had a my 11-inch Spikes tactical AR-15 pistol. I had eight magazines to go with it in a go bag, a Hawks Precision go bag or something like Hawks bags. And I had a couple of magazines to go with my pistol that I had on me, and I had a spare magazine with me as I carried my pistol, but all of that was in that other bag. And my thought is, if I have to get out and abandon my vehicle, it's going to be a lot easier to grab those two things that are not on me and run as much as I can run, and depart the AO, than it would be that if I have to get out there and also, you know, put on a plate carrier and start, you know, strapping that sucker on, which I've never actually trained with one of those things on.
Wow. Then something I'd like to point out right off the bat.
Please.
Is you would be surprised. You still there?
I am. Please.
All right, cool. Must have been on my end. The wearing, you know, front and back plates, depending on make, model, and manufacturer, a.k.a. weight, has a direct influence on how well you can stabilize the firearm in support of aiming and firing. Don't discount that. Plus, you've got to take into consideration as your body position changes, those plates can't change. So you've got to adapt to that, you know, just wearing it and bearing the weight. But you have to be physically fit, you know, in addition to, you know, whatever your average level of fitness is, it's going to have a direct impact on your mobility as well as just your physical ability to fight for as long as you are in shape to do it. So having all the gear is one thing. You got to wear it to make sure you can make it work for you. But, you know, there's a cost.
Right.
You got to be ready to pay the price for the value.
Yep.
Get your money's worth out of it.
But that's the thing. See, I'm trying to, I haven't replaced my knees yet. So my knees are going to be my weak point. So it doesn't really, you know, I have erred on the side of ammo.
Okay.
I'd rather have extra ammo than have plates currently.
I understand that perfectly.
Yeah, and then there's I've eliminated the time to actually put the plate carrier on and everything else. I've seen some guys can do that really, really quickly. And I'm not, you know, I use AR-500 armor steel plates.
Right.
The plate carrier only weighs 12 pounds with the plates.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not that heavy. I've just never run around with one of those things now. If somebody were to tell me, you know, you need to go do a rush, you know, where you slam down and come up, land on your knees and come up in the prone and everything, I would cry, Dave, if somebody told me to do that nowadays. I would just cry.
You know, actually, you know what's happened to me?
Yeah.
This is kind of a stark realization on my part. However, it's just an observation. I have actually, over the years, been injured and surgeried and recoveried as many times as I have, it's actually kind of made me, the more I've been debilitated over the years, the more dangerous it has made me. I'm more likely to shoot you now than I probably was 10 years ago.
Well, you don't have the luxury of being able to try to get away, right?
Well, I can't get it hard to defend myself physically. You know, I'm not saying I can't do it.
Right.
I'm just saying the risk versus gain isn't there. I can't afford to go hand to hand.
Yeah.
Any longer. So my decision-making process will certainly be different from now on. You understand what I mean?
Oh, I do. I do. I had a T-shirt one time for the show, and it was the only one that I ever actually sold any of. And it was because of the message it was on the back of it, which the message was, knees bad, can't run, gotta shoot.
Say that one more time.
Knees bad, can't run, gotta shoot.
Oh, yeah, man. That'd make a good T-shirt.
It did, and I sold three or four of those, Dave. I was a clothing magnet for a moment. Since then I have decided to get out of the clothing business and just stay in the radio business. You know, that's what it's all about. We're coming up on the next break, and the Combat Speed has its own website, combatspeed.com, and it is a work in progress. Sooner or later it will get to the point where you can book your class and figure out when the class is going to be and, maybe see a couple of instructional videos here and there. But in the meantime, you can go to his Facebook page, Dave Harrington, where there are instructional videos there. You can check that out at Facebook.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington, I've been trying to figure something out, and I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but I know that you carry a lot of spare ammo. What, like 5 magazines, 6 magazines?
It would be a total of course, the pistol's loaded.
Right.
Off. And in support of the one in the gun, I have 4 reserves on my left side, and I wear 2 reserves in front of my holster on my right side. So, yeah, 6.
6. So when you with these, because I was thinking about getting some magazine holders made, but are all of these singles that
they're,
you use?
Yes, they're singles. And I prefer using singles because they adapt to your body much better in respect to, you know, wearing them, being comfortable, and also using good gear that will bear the additional weight of the, not just, you know, the 1 or 2 mags, but, you know, possibly more reserve mags you would want to wear to support whatever environment you're in, whether, you know, it's low, medium, high, threat, whatever.
Right.
But my basic loadout is just as I described it. And the reason for it without getting into too much detail, is the simple fact that if I find myself, you know, this is within the framework of my authority to apply lethal force, as I understand it, if I have to engage other human beings in that manner, I am confident that I have enough ammunition to fire and maneuver my way out of it.
Right.
And break contact. Now, if that requires me to, you know, engage 2, 3 or more individuals, that's fine. The last thing I want to be concerned about is, do I have enough ammo to do it in the first place? You see what I mean?
I do.
Why put that on yourself?
I get that. I'm just trying to figure out. I was thinking about having some made. I think I would like to. I just needed to know about the singles part of it. That's the one that has had me.
They're much more comfortable. You can adjust. All of my reserve mags are individually adjusted for tension.
Right.
Based on where it's at on my body. Because when you're... See, we do the majority of our training standing on our own 2 feet, best case circumstances, relaxed, blah, blah, blah. But
right.
The first thing you have to understand is when your body position changes, access to your kit and equipment changes. And you've got to be accustomed to that. Now, from a standpoint of employing a pistol, I want to make, knowing I'm already behind the power curve because that's all I have to use, I at least want to have enough ammunition to have confidence that I can fire and maneuver my way out of anything I find myself into, you know, whether it's on purpose or not, or, you know, by total accident or coincidence. You know, who makes the call on whether or not offensive action, if you make the decision to take offensive action and would understand that that was the best defensive course of action you could have executed?
Right.
You follow me on that?
I do, and I've been thinking about what you said in the last segment as far as now. You know, I have a background in hand-to-hand combat, and I really, along with the background, when you practice a lot of hand-to-hand combat, you have a lot of bad knees, your hands get, you develop calcium deposits on your knuckles and everything else, and it becomes sort of painful to get hand-to-hand with somebody as you age, doesn't it? And not to mention the fact that it's sort of a luxury that you can't really afford to go that
route. Right, exactly. And let me expand on that.
Sure.
Another aspect of it is, I'm not concerned about the pain. I've already accepted the fact I'm going to get hurt. It's, I cannot function at a level, or I no longer have confidence in my physical ability to physically protect myself, period. It's been compromised.
Right.
By age and injury. So I'm on a different decision-making loop. You see what I mean?
Oh, I absolutely do.
You're right, dude. I cannot afford to get hurt. I cannot allow myself to be hurt, physically hurt. And besides that, dude, I'm not going to allow you to put your hands on me anyway.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. But I just hope I don't wind up in that set of circumstances. But I'm not going to, like, shirk my responsibility either, you know?
Right. One thing I have noticed, though, is that no matter, even with age, I don't see anybody that trains to the level you train that gets into a gunfight. It's as if the extra awareness that you guys bring to the... Yeah. You're looking ahead always. You're not sitting around with your head buried in your phone or anything.
Your level of awareness, your ability to read your environment. I mean, it's as simple as, what are you doing there in the first place?
Right.
I don't just arbitrarily wind up in places I have no business being.
Right.
That's never happened to me. I mean, it, you know, it's a very simple decision-making process. I can't imagine needing cash bad enough to be at an ATM at 2 or 3 in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You know, that's just setting yourself up for failure.
Well, it's making a bad decision, isn't it? I mean, I've heard it from more than one instructor that if you're out there where you don't need to be, you should expect trouble.
Right.
And if you know you shouldn't be there, why are you there in the first place?
Well, exactly that. And the bottom line is, this is actually kind of funny, man. If that were to ever happen to me, people would probably blame me for doing it on purpose.
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean?
That's the thing. I keep telling everybody, if you think it's bad now with some of these armed self-defense things that we read about, imagine what happens if you got somebody that's really put together well and trains hard and gets out there and just says, well, I got to shoot him till he goes down. That's probably going to be about 8 rounds because I'm quick. And then that happens. But we're running out of time. We have run out of time. So thank you very much for joining me. Catch Dave at his website, combatspeed.com. Catch him on Facebook at daveharrington.com. And I'll call you about the offline part later on.
All right. Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. You take care and be safe.
My distinct pleasure, young man.
All right, out of here.
Coming up second hour, we're going to be talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.